Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring in discussion today, in fact, relates to a very common phenomena which we do regarding animal sacrifice, and that is we pronounce the name of God and we say takbir, we declare the takbir of God, and we say the words Bismillah Allahu Akbar when we slaughter an animal. So generally people do not understand why we say Bismillah Allahu Akbar, and unless we understand the wisdom and philosophy behind a ritual, behind a directive, we obviously tend to lose sight of the actual reason that we do such things. So it is all important that we must focus ourselves and we must find out what exactly is the reason behind saying Bismillah Allahu Akbar. It also needs to be understood that the Quran explicitly states in Surah An'am, La ta'kulu mimma lam yuzkar ismullahi alayh, which means that you must not eat that anything, and we must not eat anything, any slaughtered animal on whose meat or at the time of slaughter the name of God has not been taken. So the sanction of God, the authority of God has to be present at the time of every slaughter. Now, as far as the underlying wisdom of this ritual is concerned, it needs to be understood, first of all, that it is of paramount importance to know that taking a life, be it of an animal, requires the sanction of the Almighty. It requires permission of the Almighty. And when we say Bismillah Allahu Akbar to slaughter an animal, to consume its meat, then we are in fact invoking God and asking for His permission. And with His permission, we slaughter that animal. So the sanctity of life, life possesses, even if it is of an animal, this comes to the forefront. This is the most important thing that needs to be realized, that we are, human life in itself is something very sanctimonious and very sacred. It has its own rules. And even in the case of an animal, this life can only be taken as per the directives of Islam if we have the permission of the Almighty. And only on animals on which we have the permission of the Almighty are we able to invoke this permission. And when we say Bismillah Allahu Akbar, we are actually using this permission from the Almighty. The second thing in this regard is that we have been generally asked to begin all our routines by the name of God, by saying Bismillah Rahman Rahim. So again, when we say takbir at the time of slaughter, we are actually following this directive of saying Bismillah Rahman Rahim at the beginning of every routine. And third and most importantly, we must also realize that the issue of polytheism is very deeply related, or idol worship should I say. Idol worship is very deeply related to animal slaughter, and we know from the history of polytheism and idolatry that these two things have a very strong connection. People would slaughter animals and other things, and they would offer it to their deities and other idols. So by saying Bismillah Allahu Akbar at the time of sacrifice of an animal, this actually closes the door to anything that could lead to polytheism. An animal which is sacrificed in the name of God cannot be presented to any other idol or to any other deity, is obviously understood. So an animal which is slaughtered in the name of God is in fact slaughtered in the name of God. It cannot be slaughtered or given or presented to any other deity. So these are the underlying wisdom. This is the underlying wisdom and this is the underlying philosophy behind saying Bismillah Allahu Akbar at the time of slaughter. And we as Muslims should make it a point to understand the reason why we do certain acts of rituals. And if we do understand these reasons behind them, we will tend to follow those directives and those rituals in a more concerted manner, in a more fulfilling manner, and we will be aware of what we are doing. So we must understand whatever we do, we must understand the reason and the underlying philosophy of saying Bismillah Allahu Akbar at the time of slaughter of an animal. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.